Let's take you back now to The Breakfast Club with John Boggs at Ponderosa. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Terry Fenning and Michelle Goldman talking about gathering places. And Terry, tell us when and where our listeners can come and find out a little bit more about this information.
Okay. On May 8th, we will be meeting at the John Jay Learning Center. We'll be up in the community room, just across from where the elevators are, and we'll meet between 6:30 and 8:30. And Bank of Geneva will be supplying refreshments. So
wonderful.
We're very pleased that
they're helping. Key to a gathering place.
Yes, a very important thing is we need to eat when we get together, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And some great things that will be happening that night will be a presentation about a huge event at Hudson Park. Of course, the highlight of all the coffee houses that we'll have pictures and information about. And we'll also have a list of the properties that are available in our county to put such a gathering place into.
Well, not only are you going to tell them what they can do and where they can do it, we're all going to be there having refreshments and they can see
you
what it's
bet.
Going to be like when they open up,
yes,
right?
So the Dream Haven team will be there. And we'll also have a listing for all our advisors. There's a list of 25 to 30 professionals in the community that are ready and waiting to help
uh-huh.
a new entrepreneur.
Michelle, is there any truth to the rumor that you want to continue and do another gathering place just so you can visit some more coffee houses?
There is truth to that. I love to gather.
Well, any final words, Terry?
Just encourage everyone to really think about friends that maybe have talked about having a place where it's the place to gather. And,
yep.
and you know, maybe it doesn't fit what you'd like to do with your future, but you might have a friend that has talked about this, and just encourage them to come.
Okay. For WPGW, this is John Boggs talking to Terry Fenning and Michelle Goldman. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jay Christian Academy principal Mike Eads.